بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله today we discuss du'as for the heart, for the cleansing of the heart, for the purification of the heart, for a clean, pure heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that inna fil jasadi mudgha إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That a very important part of the body is the heart. That depending on the condition, the purification of the heart, in due proportion will a person see khair, goodness, afiyat in the rest of the limbs of his body. A simple example, person who is in journey from point A to point B, then a safe journey is when the engine is serviced. A person's car is not too worried about the bodywork and whether the sunroof is working and whether his exhaust has any silencer or sound to it. A safe journey depends on the whether the engine is serviced. Similarly, every one of us are on a journey to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and a safe journey depends on whether our heart is serviced or not. In the ayat of the Quran that was recited in the salah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is that person who purifies this heart. Meaning that we have to make a concerted effort to purify this heart. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And destruction, woe to that person who forgets about his heart. Which means if a person does not dedicate time for the purification, then that itself is toxic for the heart. Just neglecting the heart and not worrying about the heart is a very big concern. So some of the du'as, very important that we attach ourselves to some personality, some alim, some sheikh. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Must remember the first person that makes our tazkiya is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to turn to Allah. Look at all these du'as that we ask in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the purification of the heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the offices, one of the duties and functions on the office of Nubuwa, one function of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with the da'wah, with the ta'aleem, also concentrate on the tazkiyah of the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And this is something that from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this branch and faculty and speciality is still available to us in today's time and age. That we have the mashayikh, the ulama who specialize in the tazkiyah of the heart. Very, very important, like how a person, you know, when you want to buy a car, my motor plan is for how long? Warranty is for how long? Oh, right. I know I got peace of mind for 5 years, 100,000, 150, whatever the case is, I got peace of mind. Anything goes wrong, they'll sort it out. So similar, we have to go in to the ulama and mashayikh who specialize in this for the purification of our hearts. The first dua, look at the amazing meaning in this dua, the choice of words. This is really a mu'jiza. The choice of words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dua. The first dua, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. This is in the singular form. If we read it in the plural, then we will recite Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. So, آتِي نَفْسِي and آتِي نُفُوسَنَا تَقْوَاهَا. اللَّهُمَّ آتِي نَفْسِي تَقْوَاهَا. O my Allah, bless my soul with taqwa, with your consciousness, with your fear. آتِي نَفْسِي تَقْوَاهَا. Which means that this quality of taqwa is something to be sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be beseeched and asked and begged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we make efforts. We adopt the means of attaining taqwa. But taqwa is a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses. It's from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how the things of this world, material things are from the treasures of Allah. Person wants a house and a car. And whatever else have you, he asks Allah and we say from the treasures of Allah. Similar taqwa, iman, yaqeen, sabr, shukr, lillahiyat, ikhlas. These are also from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are the most priciest of treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha. And then we ask Allah, ya Allah, you purify it. Who will do a better job than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the purification of our hearts? As much as we need to have ta'alluq, but this is important that we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَزَكِّهَا أُمَيَ اللَّهِ You purify my heart. وَزَكِّهَا Why? أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّهَا Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best purifier. خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّهَا So who makes our tazkiyah? The first and the most important tazkiyah has to be done by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Immediately we submit to Allah. And we say, oh my Allah, anta waliyuha. You the guardian of my heart. Wa mawlaha, you the master of my heart. You know, like a girl who wants to get married, so she has a father. The father is the wali. So that father now is responsible. Someone wants to come to see the girl, come via the father. Father will be there. You know, give answer, phone the father or the mother. All duties, functions, responsibilities, the father will shoulder it. You see, my daughter getting married. He'll be here for the nikah also. He's the wakil and he is the wali. He's the guardian. The responsibility is on him. So when the responsibilities are on the father, the girl got no worries. She said, my father will do everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of those girls who don't have walis also and are still eligible for nikah. So ya anta waliyuha. None of us are yatim. We got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I entrust all my affairs to you. You are the wali of my heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali, we've got no worries. Ya Allah, my heart is in your control. You sort it out, O my Allah. You purify it. Wa mawlaha, you the master. You the master of my heart. The keys of my heart lie with you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you open it. Ya Allah, you cleanse it and purify it. The next dua. Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq. Wa amali min al-riya. Wa lisani min al-kadhib. Wa aini min al-khiyana. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ This is in the singular. The plural. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة So these are the words that I will be changing. طهر قلبي قلوبنا That's the plural. وَعَمَلِي أَعْمَالَنَا أَعْمَال Lisan, we change that to وَأَلْسِنَتَنَا مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَعَيْنِي وَأَعْيُنَنَا مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ However, if a person recites it in the plural form for himself, Alhamdulillah, or he recites it in the singular form, for the entire family, but he makes intention, oh my Allah, this is for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua according to our intentions. We may learn the singular form to it, but intention is for everyone, and that is sufficient. So Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq. You know when a person's body is sick, then there's no flavor in that food. A lot of people had experienced loss of taste, smell. Then you ask them, why are you eating? But just that, you know, I don't have ulcers and my stomach doesn't burn with the medication during COVID. Well, why are you eating? For the sake of it. Just so the medication goes down. No taste, no smell. He's eating for the sake of it. Let it not be that our a'mal are done for the sake of it. Because when the heart is sick, we do things because it is routine. Came to the masjid, we're supposed to come. Yeah, we can't miss out salah, so it's not good. You read Surah Yasin, yeah, I mean, you have to read Surah. No, but where's the flavor to it? That flavor will come when we purify the heart. So this is very important. Allahumma tahir qalbi minan nifaq. Oh my Allah, cleanse my heart from hypocrisy. Oh my Allah, cleanse my heart from hypocrisy. And the easiest, what is nifaq? Nifaq is darkness. Nifaq is darkness. The easiest way to get rid of darkness is to switch on the light. The easiest way to get nifaq out of the heart is to put iman and Allah in the heart. That is nur. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Ya Allah, cleanse the heart. So the effort we make is by enhancing, developing the level of iman and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nifaq will leave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq that we make an effort amongst ourselves, our families, and make dua for the whole ummah. Because one thing that grows nifaq in the heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ghina. Music is something that grows nifaq, you don't even detect it. Then you realize sometimes why things are going off. Nifaq is in the heart. And how common isn't this in the ringtones? How common isn't it? Sometimes we in certain areas that music is playing. Yes, it's necessity, you had to shop. But immediately come out, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, astaghfirullah. When the heart is alive, then that music will affect. But when that heart is dead, I don't do anything wrong. I wasn't listening to it. It was playing in the background. Then every excuse we have in the book. But when the heart is alive, every little bit of that music will disturb us. We say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Quickly, I need to come out of here. No, it's not the right place. How can I interview when music is playing? How can I, whatever. So nifaq, Allah protect. This is, it's something that is gripping our youngsters. We have to make a lot of dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them. Allahumma tahir qalbi minan nifaq. O my Allah, cleanse my heart from nifaq. Wa amali minan riya. And my actions from show. Ya Allah, you cleanse my actions that I ever do it for show. That I do it for people. Ulama explain and say our good deeds are like seeds. We need to dig into the ground. Place our seeds and cover those seeds. Meaning our amal, hide it. Hide it away. And then like that seed will have to be watered. Then that amal of ours has to be watered with the tears of nadamat. We perform salah at the end. O my Allah, forgive me. Inni ghalamtu nafsi dhunman kathira. Yeah, what wrong we did? We perform salah. But this is that lesson for every one of us. When we do good deeds, then immediately cry to Allah. Ya Allah, you give me tawfiq. Whether it's accepted or not, Ya Allah, you know. Ya Allah, but you accept it. And protect it from show. Wa amali min al-riya. Wa lisani min al-kadhib. And my tongue from lies. Ya Allah, you save my tongue from lies. Ya Allah, you save my tongue. And this is sometimes, it becomes so natural on the tongue in the business house that it's natural to just say certain things. Customer, I promise you go the whole of town, you'll never get it cheaper than this. Have you shopped the whole of town to see, Qasam, you won't get it cheaper than this? So that we have to be very, very careful. Yes, you want to give a person discount, no problem. I promise you my cost price. Is that your cost price? You sure it's your cost price? You calculated it. You sure according to invoice. Which invoice? This is it, cost price. وَلِسَانِ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ Allah protect. Allah protect my tongue from lies. وَعَيْنِ مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ And protect my eyes from deception. Protect my eyes from deception. That sometimes you are around people. And then what is that eye watching on that phone? That haram, that which is incorrect. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. وَعَيْنِ مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ Why? فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي السُّدُورِ فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ Umay Allah, you know very well. خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ You know very well the deception of the eyes. When the eyes are deceiving, you know. وَمَا تُخْفِي السُّدُورِ And whatever the hearts conceal, that also you know. You may be hiding something in your heart. You haven't even expressed it to anyone around. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. That also, one of the musallis was mentioning, this one of our friends, not too sure where. So he said, Mulana, this one person, his goods are not quality. I'm telling you, it's not quality. But I promise you, every time I take his stock, it sells fast. Because he gives it with such a clean heart. And other people will give me quality goods, but he doesn't sell. Because of the heart with which he gives me. He doesn't give it with a good heart. Some people just got that good heart, generosity and greatness of heart when they're doing business. I promise you, I see it in his goods. How it sells, Allahu alam, how the thing is selling. I'm telling you, it's not quality, but it's selling. Because of his generosity of heart and the heart with which he gives it. So, فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْعَيُّنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ. There is one incident of the kings of the past. All he had was he had intentions of usurping someone's cow, an animal. That was just the intention. That's all. Immediately the owner of the animal, after a few days, he realized and detected that the milk that animal is giving is less. So he said, someone's got evil intentions, that's why this is decreasing. This is because of someone's evil intentions. Ask our forefathers. My great grandfather used to say, okay, that was Stanger now. He used to say, when we used to go fishing, we used to go here to the beach, Stanger Beach, and catch big, big fish. Where you all going? Deep sea and this place and that place, foreign countries. Yeah, we used to catch, yeah, we used to go down the road here. We used to catch big fish down the road. Now we can't catch big fish. Why? Because we catching fish also. You know, catch people in business. You say, I got my garak. Yeah, so the fish are going further out into sea now. So that also is all detected. Allah protect our hearts. And the third dua, Allahumma tahhirni bi thalji wal baradi wal ma'il barid. There are other versions to this dua. But yeah, Allahumma tahhirni. Oh, may Allah cleanse me. Bi thalji. With snow. Wal barad. Hail. Wal ma'il barid. Cleanse me with cold water. Now, does it mean we must go in the snow and have a bath? Use hail? What is meant of here? There's three things. One is cold water, hail and snow. The quality of water is to cleanse. The quality of hail is coldness. And the quality of snow is whiteness. So there's three effects to sins on the heart. Three effects. Number one is that sin, it taints the heart. It darkens the heart. It's something, it's filth, it's dirt. Sin is dirt to the heart. Wal ma'il barid, so that's water to clean it. The second effect of sin is that sin is heat. Sin is heat. It makes you you're like restless. You're just not at ease. It makes you restless. Why? And that sin, why we say it's heat? Because it leads to the fire of Jahannam. The punishment is the fire of Jahannam. So that's heat. So hail, so the heat must go away. With thalji, snow, because the heart gets black. Every time one bad, evil sin and a bad sin and a guna, one black dot. So the sin, oh my Allah, make it white again. Allah, there mustn't be any effects also. Sometimes, you know, when a person, he makes a mistake and he uses Tippex, you can still see. You can still see what was written at the bottom of it. Ya Allah, use snow and cleanse it. There mustn't be any traces of that sin of mine. So make dua with three things. بِثَلْجِ وَالْبَرَدِ وَالْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ اللَّهُمَّ طَهِّرْ قَلْبِي مِنَ الْخَطَايَا كَمَا طَهَّرْتَ الثَّوْبَ الْأَبْيَضَ مِنَ الدَّنَسِ. Oh my Allah, cleanse my heart min al khataya, from sins. Kama tahharta thawb al abyad, as white clothes are cleansed from dirt. Meaning, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to clean white clothes from dirt. So ya Allah, you cleanse my heart from dirt like that. Like a person is wearing a white kurta, even if there's one dot, he wouldn't come to the masjid by one dot over there. That must go into the washing. So similar, it must vanish away with the vanish. So similar here also. Ya Allah, even that one dot, when the heart is clean, that one dot will irk you. It will trouble you when the heart is clean. And then this is amazing. What a dua. وَبَعِدْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ ذُنُوبِي كَمَا بَعَدْتَ بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Oh, may Allah distance me from my sins as you have distanced the east from the west. Ya Allah, like the distance you have created from the east to the west must be from me to my sins. Ya Allah, put my sins very, very far away from me. And look at the choice of words to the end of it. Now this is also, you can consider it a separate dua. And it was, Nabi sometimes used to make it together. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min qalbi la yakhsha. O my Allah, I seek protection. I seek your protection. I ask protection from a heart, min qalbin la yakhsha, that does not submit to you. A heart that can't submit. Everything a person wants to ask questions. وَمِن نَفْسِ لَا تَشْبَعْ. And from a soul that is not satisfied. From a soul that cannot be satisfied. Meaning you got one, you want two. You've reached your goal, then you move the goalposts also. You're going to go even further. وَمِن نَفْسِ لَا تَشْبَعْ. From a soul that is never satisfied. Ya Allah, protect me. You know, when a person can't control that nafs, then there's only trouble in this world. وَالدُّعَاءِ لَا يُسْمَعْ. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from a dua which is not answered. لَا يُسْمَعْ. Which is not heard, which is not answered by you. وَعِلْمِ لَا يَنْفَعْ. And from knowledge that does not benefit. In Arabic they say that صِحَّةُ الْجِسْمِ فِي قِلَّةِ الطَّعَامِ. That the health of the body is in less food. وَصِحَّةُ الْقَلْبِ فِي قِلَّةِ الْآثَامِ. And the health of the heart is in lessening the sin of the heart. That's the health of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, which is very important for us, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. This Quran is a reminder, it's an advice, it's something of nasiha, it's goodness for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who has a heart. How come when the people of the past read Quran, they were moved to tears? One ayat and they stuck. How come we are reading Quran, oh my Allah, but that's not penetrating my heart? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Quran will only affect that person who has a heart. Not a physical heart, a spiritual heart. What heart? That heart that can see the qudrat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why it's so important for us that if we make an effort on the heart, the eyes will see correctly. Make an effort on the heart, the ears will only hear good. When you hear bad, it disturbs you. No, you can't talk like that. That's ghibat, you can't speak like that. The heart immediately will condition this ears to say, no, you have to respond, you can't keep quiet, you heard ghibat now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. The first thing and the basis of it all is that heart. That is why tazkiyah of the heart, purification of the heart, ta'alluq with the mashayikh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.